Activity 33B. Story time. Listen to the story and write the numbers. The King, the Cook and the Stork.
Once upon a time there lived a king who loved parties. Every Saturday he invited lots of friends, and every Saturday the cook cooked a delicious dinner. One day the king said to the cook,
We are having a party tomorrow. Some very special guests are coming. So make a special dinner, the very best you can.
Yes, Your Majesty, answered the cook,
and went into the kitchen. Then he started thinking what to cook for dinner.
Fish and chips? No, that's too simple. Soup, meat, salad, and dessert? No, that's too ordinary. Chicken filled with carrots? No, I cooked that last Saturday. Yes, I know. A stork.
So the cook prepared the stork and placed it over the fire. He put butter on it and carefully turned it, and the roasting stork smelled so good. Then the cook remembered the king's words.
Make a special dinner, the very best you can.
The cook didn't want to make a fool of himself, so he said,
I'd better taste the stork.
He cut one of the stork's legs and ate it. It tasted very good.
Nobody will notice that one leg's missing, the cook thought to himself, with all the other fruits and good wine.
But he was wrong. As soon as the stork was served, the king asked the cook angrily,
Why does it only have one leg?
The cook replied,
Storks only ever have one leg. Come to the river with me tomorrow, and I will show you, Your Majesty.
The next morning, the cook and the king went down to the river and saw the storks all standing on one leg.
See, Your Majesty?
Asked the cook. The king didn't say anything, but clapped his hands, and the birds flew away.
There, he said. You see, they all have two legs the moment I clap. But, Your Majesty, you didn't clap last night, replied the cook.